In today's Kiburim, Yad Hashem, we'll cover numerous inyanim. Because obviously we're going to try to concentrate on Chalip and Mechali Be'elu, but we're going to end up discussing Amanas and Nesim Be'emuna as well. In the Sugya of Amanas state, Amanas Shein Lecha Alayano, the way we paskin is that it doesn't work unless you're mafarish. You have to say b'diyuk, maklik is exactly why you have to be mafarish. But if you just say amanat shein lecha alayano, it doesn't work. What would be the halacha if I want to make a deal and I'll say amanat shein lecha alayano v'amanat shein li alecha alayano? We'll have a double deal, because I'm not trying to just get you. We want to make this a final mechira. Being closure, that's it. I don't want to have anything to do with you. You don't have anything to do with me. I will make a amnas ahadadi. Both of us will be mechalina. Will that work? Or we still have the chasarin of layada miyada damacha. So the number of achrenim will clear the shayla. It's a Shoshanis Yankiv. It's a great sefer. It's not mafursim dika sefer, but it's a great sefer. So Nachron lived in the 1800s, and he goes on a lot of nesivas. Anyway, b'kitzah, he had the shayla, will it work if you have a mechila ahadadis, an almanas going both ways, will that work, or do we still have the chesaron of miyada d'machon? He entertained that maybe he would, and what's where are we coming from? Well, there's a halacha l'mashal by Esmachta. I'll give you just a direct mashal. There's a din by Esmachta that... because also he didn't know that there was going to be whatever the asmacht was, whatever the penalty was. Yet, if you have it in an oifen that it goes both ways, since I stand to gain, I'm willing to lose as well. It's a wash. I went into this, I don't want to go into a risky thing, but if I'm going to a risky thing, I know that I stand to gain just as much as I stand to lose. And then I am gama umachne. So here too, normally you have miyada d'macha, but if I know I could stand to gain as well, because you could be nisana, so just like agav d'boi l'mikni, gama makni, just like I could stand to gain from your anah, you could stand to gain from my anah, and we're meichel each other. Excellent, 1 second. Good. So that was the shayla. And he brings a raya from the Tshuvas HaRosh that it does not work. The Tshuvas HaRosh says, to brings it down, but the case was that they had a disagreement to sell and buy. They were negotiating. They decided they're going to, whatever Levi says, we're going to go with his Shuma. And Levi made a mistake. And Tshuvas HaRosh dons of what happened to Amanas and Lecha Alayano. And he says it doesn't work because Amanas doesn't work unless you're Mefarish. I over there, they both stand to gain and lose. Levi could have made a mistake up. Levi could have made a mistake down. Alamai, you see that even if you're doing it Ahadadi, it does not work. That's a Shoshanis Yankiv. L'chari could be machalik from the Tshuvas HaRosh drop, and that is the Tshuvas HaRosh b'Yisrael. We're not trying to make this gamble and make a wash with each other. We taka have a disagreement, so obviously one of us is making a mistake. We're not the biggest bikim, we're just hedyaitim. So we decide we're going to go to Levi, who's a taga, a baki, b'shuma. We're going to get his shuma, whatever he says goes. Of course, you could always get another shuma and be a little different, like the Rosh says, we know. But we're going to go with his shuma. So when they went into the deal, it wasn't shat that they were trying to be agav de boil mikne going like they were trying to be mechel each other. They thought that Levi would be mamidenim alahem as to tell you what the real price is. They're not, they will all date them that Levi's going to make the mistake. But mainly you don't really have this agreement between them. In fact, the Tshuvas HaRosh goes vaita and says you don't see a manash and lechalayana altogether for this svara. But at least even in the tzad that you were dining with a svara, a manash and lechalayana, but wasn't shat that we're going in kilo like. We're taking the gamble. We were hoping that Levi would get it right. And Shankar, between two people, if we say beferish that I'm being baichu you and you're being baichu mini, amana shein lecha v'ali alecha v'ani alecha, you know, that could work, maybe. Many brought a raya, which is an excellent raya. I think it's a great raya, and that's from the Tshuvas Radvaz. The Tshuvas Radvaz has a shayla piskei juvim exam. What happens if we both say, look, we're being meichel each other a no of shtos? A nimtu was yesem shtos ma'adin. Here's the pshat, now that it was yesem shtos, off of the shtos, it's only pachm shtos, and it's insignificant. Or no, now it's menapis akol. Now that you're yesem shtos, it's a bit omeka. That's a Tshuvas Radvaz. L'chayr, what was the Metzias HaRadvaz? Clearly we weren't saying what the real price was because we were being Meichel HaAdodi, right? We were saying that even if I overcharge you, I underpay, or you underpay me, both ways, a shtus is a given. The Yaisim Shtus was a Shailav. I say it's a shtus, the Ravaz understood that the Mechila, this Opmach of Amanas would work. How it would work? I state in the Gemara, it doesn't work unless it's Mefarish. Al-Kocha, the only pshat I have really in the Radvaz is Al-Kocha must have worked like this. That they were Meichel Ahadadi, they did a Manas Ahadadi, Mamela, that taka works. Mamela, you had only a Shaila, what about that extra Tesefis, the Yais Mishnah said it was Nisana, how do we done that? Agav, I think I said it already, but Chivas Radvaz Betzim is already a Rosh. The Rosh pshat in Meichel Kli Balabayis, he learns his Gong Al Tzal Manas, whatever, the Rashi. And nevertheless, the Rosh limits it to Ishtus, but Yais Mishtus is a bit omekach. You see that even when you have an Amanas on Ishtus, once it's Yais Mishtus, it's already a bit omekach. It's not just we done the extra klapi, the previous Mechila of up to Ishtus. So really, the Radvaz is a Rosh. But anyway, from the Radvaz, we have a Rayu Lachoyro that a Mechila Adodis would work.
You learned that Layod B'machel means that you think there's no way not. Then how would it be better?
Oh, very good. So I think it's Mavur Nesugyo Atmiyad B'machel that it should work. Why? That's mitaynochani basi. Why? Because the Ramban Lamosha says as far the reason why miyada the machol. Why? Because each one thinks that he really wasn't nezana. But if you look in the Chuvas Rashba says it a bit more barich. The Chuvas Rashba said, look, we have an answer hadi. Ain't other meichel ala nasi val tuusai. Memela kochok, if he went into the deal and accepted Amanas, must be, it's a non sadi, must be that it was a loyada de mochok. Because we have a non sadi, he would have never wanted to be meichel ala nasi val tuusai. So must be, he didn't think it was nasana and it was miyada de mochok. Vaistais, if I could break that anan sahadi very easily, because if I stand to gain just as much as I stand to lose, there went your anan sahadi. So I feel if you told me it's a sofik. Good, but you lost your anan sahadi and you were makabal this deal of amanah. So that's it. So I want you to makabal amanah. So it's not going there's not going to be any anah. The whole reason why no one yodan walk is because the underlying anan sahadi, the ain't no the mechal al nos val tusai. But here where I stand to gain just as much as I stand to lose, so I don't have that anan sahadi. Well, I know the Michael. I would be Michael. If I know that I could gain from the deal just as much as I could lose. I wouldn't mind going into such a deal. Mamela, now you don't have the svara of miyad and wakum. You have no hechuk there was miyad and wakum. Mamela, vada now mana should work. So in svara also makes sense. Now you can have other pshatim nirishanim, toises and others, but at least in the rash of pshatim miyad and wakum, it makes a lot of sense why, if you have this amanas, ahadadi, it would work. Betzim is a chuvis merit, Eilam so I'm sure. Sivis brings it down by Naisim and Naisim Bermano. He wants to know what's going on, why isn't there Aino? So the chuvis merit says a loshen, and then the Sivis touches it up the way he touches it up. Mechil is kvoid, I'm not one to argue, but we'll put him on hold. Deval. I think if you look in the chuvis merit, I'm sure the Eilam did, you'll see that the merit was saying something else. Merit was saying mamish disvar. The merit says the reason why there's no Aino by Naisim and Naisim Bermano is because I stand to gain. I don't have the truth right here, but that's Kamat's words. Is I stand to gain just as much as I stand to lose. The Pshat is, we don't know what it is. We made a deal that whatever you bought it for, I'm just going to give you an extra profit. You might be overcharging me. I might be underpaying you. We don't know, but we stand to gain just as much as I stand to lose. You don't have the chesaron of miyad demochel avad amanas would work. If you look in the Marid, that's what he means to say. And if you look in the Chedusha Mei Simcha on Nun Aleph Amar Aleph, over there he clears Mamish the Shaila Shishanis Yankov as well. He doesn't bring down the Marit, but he says on the he's misopic. He also makes the tushtot asmachta Rabbeinu Tam. He's mitzorchin. He doesn't know lemaisa. But he says if you're going to nemon that attacker works, then that would be a very geshmak apshad and neisim b'mono because he stands to gain just as much as he stands to lose. Says namuchik and neisim b'mono because the other pshatim they were not nochas ashaviv good, but at least he also suggests that would be pshat neisim b'mono is because it's an amanas adodi. The Maisa, in Naisam and Naisam Bamono, there's another pshat. I mean, numerous pshatim. One is a Piskei Rid. Piskei Rid has a Yisoy throughout the whole Azov. It says it for numerous cases of Inah. And he says that La'azir Rachmana, the Torah was only gave the din of Inah if one person is taking advantage, is cheating, is ripping, is duping the other party. But if the other party is Nachas Azeb, if he's going into the deal, Memela, it's not pshat that you have to come onto a mechila. If he was like copied, he said, that's pshat nesim nesim bamona. We're not trying to get the right price. We're trying to just give you a profit for your tirchok, and just I'm willing to take it over, assume your position with some profit, I'll give you something for flipping it. But that's all I'm trying to accomplish. Memela, since the two of us are not makbid, ashavyov, we're not copied, so Memela, the Torah never said, b'chagan. I'm not trying to dupe each other. There's no duping. We're working with a different mechanism. We're nachas and we're happy with it, and it's not a problem. Al derech zeh l'chari is the Rabbeinu Chananu. Al derech zeh. So you shouldn't bring that from Rabbeinu Chananu. The reason why Neisim Ma'amon is no ino. The lashon is shalay samach mishori shayna al shaviyov el al domim shalach chizeh. The parsha of Eino is given to a mechira. When we're trying to establish a price and negotiate on what the right price should be, a mechira inherently means shavios. So memela, that's what the Torah says. You shouldn't overcharge an underpay. But b'chal here, we're not trying to get that. We're not trying to sell it for the price. We're not trying to buy it for the price. We're just mamash trying to assume your position, take you over, and give you some profit. B'chagav, since mi'akara, mi'shar rishon, lo nochas ha'shavyav, so memela is no. And I believe that the pshat in Rabbi Chananel is that pshat, a mechila, it's vivayt, we would not nochas ha'shavyav, so the whole parsha of Eino doesn't pass.
The
parsha
doesn't pass, or there is no Eino. There is no enough. About what we did here was not Shavuot, and the chip was in Shavuot.
Yeah, but if you would tell me that every mechir is subject to the parsha of the Torah, so even though that's not what you're trying to do, you would still the ma'isa there was enough. Torah says the Torah only created this umbrella halacha v'ino on mechiris where people are nachas v'shavya, but things that are not nachas v'shavya, the Torah didn't give halachas v'ino b'chal. L'mashon, what happens if you'll be nis'ana on the oifin of how to be nisim and nisim v'amona, so you can yesh l'adam b'zah, tuva. The one?
Yoda.
Okay, I'm not going to the Sivis. No, I'm not going
to the Sivis.
All right, maybe that's what the Sivis means.
No, I'm saying, I think that's how everyone...
Okay, good, fine.
People understood the Sivis like that.
Okay, very good, I have no problem.
The Sivis?
No, I'm just saying, it could be this the Prat is that there were loin nachas ha-shavya, but it's a different structure. Not because he was a no b'shegeng, and not because the devotee is because loin nachas, this wasn't a pasha. Tasha is given to a mechira. It's not mechira, is for a price. That's not what we're doing here. So this is not, we'll see soon, Chalip and Rama might say the same thing. Okay, hold on. Okay, let's go to Mechali B'Elam.
Ritva by
Nation,
as we know, says,
the Kitri. Oh, we're going to get to it shortly. Very good. Have to know what the Ritva means. Okay, by Mechali we're going to get 1 second, maybe. But the Gemara says, Mechali B'Elam is a Machlekes Amaroim. Two Pshatim in Rav Huna. Machlekes is what the Rebbe Rav Huna said. Some say there's Yesh Al Olavano. Some say Zeno Lovana. Really, Betzim is Zeno Lovana. No, some say that Rav Huna held that Bechai Gav, since you said Mechar, you used the Lashon Mechira, depending on the Rishonim, but you said the extra Lashon Mechar, so you showed Hakpada, you showed the Lashon Memka, Mamele Zeno. But beside, if you use the Lashon Be'elu, Helech Zeh Be'elu, Helech Paras Chadli, whatever, give it to me, Be'elu, there would not be Ano Lekuliyama. What's Pshat in Mechali Be'elu? Why isn't there Ano? So I could teach. Basically, with the same type of swords. Let's start with the first word. The first word, the Bible's like, I'm not so dodis. Look, I took a pile of money. We're making a swap here. You haven't got the foggiest idea how much money is here. Or the Rambam's case of Paris Achsera. We have no idea what's going on here, how much fruit are in here. So we're doing a swap here. You might be Nisana, I might be Nisana, and we're going into the deal FOP game. So there's like a built-in, I'm an ass hadodis. You're Michael me, and I'm Michael you, and there's no one I know. That could have been shot in Mechali Be'elam.
And what? Doesn't know how much money
to
do either.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to get very good. So what would be pshat now with the Mechar? What's the Tesefis Mechar, the Hakpada Mechar going to do? So you're going to have to say, because anyway it's a Mechir, so you're going to have to say like this pshat, that the Mechar tells you, I want to be doing a regular Mechira that I am Kopit. I do want to get the Shavyas. It means I don't want to be Michael Ahadadi. That does state in the extra Tesefis Lashon of Mechar, Mechali Be'elu Kama Lei Mameli, he's Makbid, he wants the right price. Mechar would mean I want the right price. I don't want to be Mevatin, you don't want to be Mevatin. The Ritva over here says a pshat, that the reason why Mechali Be'elu is Kana and is Ein Lo Yano, beside is Ein Lo Yano, is because Chayasa Dikitri Savitz V'Kiblis. What does that mean? So the other Rashi, the other Rishonim, the different steerus Rashi, but it's really done by a case where Yolokeach Hasada Shalei Ba'achrayis. The Gemara says you can't come complaining to Chiyasa to Kitri Sarvis or Kiblis. Chiyasa is a noid, Kitri is knotted, so it's a node, a noid which is a sack or whatever which is knotted. One Rashi says that you're buying a sack mali ruach or a sack mali ksharim, mali nats, because you got duped. You bought a closed package and you ended up finding that there was nothing inside. So that's the Rabbeinu Chananel in Bava Kamma over there, when he touches it up, that you bought a noid kosher and you don't know mamasha b'teichi if there's yayin or yishemen or mayim. So you got the worst of the three choices. You had a choice of yayin, shemun, or mayim, and you end up nebuch. You got, ended up with mayim. Sounds like Rabbeinu Chananel's pshat in the Gemara is that I was taking a gamble. I was buying a clothes package. I could gain. I could get this yayin, shemun, or mayim. There's three choices. Let's say we took a mamutza dika prize. You might lose. I might lose. And we went into the deal. And it's tough luck. Savir sekibus. You are meichel. This is what you accepted upon yourself. I'm not saying the other shenim sound like. The other shenim might sound a different pshat, but at least Rabbeinu Chananel, it sounds like that's what we were doing. We were both gambling here. Sorry? Okay. You have to know if the Meichel in that case knows.
This means that I could gain. I stand to gain more than what I'm paying, or I could lose less.
Correct. You're saying correct. It means even if you have a set on the kimta that Avada the Meichel might know, but still, he's giving me a price that I stand to gain. I get the upper end, the three choices, Yain, Shemin, or Mayim, and I ended up with the lower end. But that was the deal we went into. Now, the Meister of Ritva uses this Lashon to Zasan, but Nesim and Nesim Bamana as well. But both Sugis, he says, the same word, it's Al-Shiyasa Dikachi Savas forgiveness. It would, if we're learning like this understanding of the Taitra Rabbeinu Chananel, if I'm right on Rabbeinu Chananel, and then it'll come out, and then it'll come, we see this word. That's Prat over here. It's with a Mechila, but the Mechila is like an Amanas Hadad is going back and forth. Simple Prat with Rabbeinu Chananel, you could have just said that the guy so much wants to go into this deal that he's mamish going in on, out on a limb, he's willing to risk losing his money because he's hoping that it will pan out and he'll get what he wants. Not that he has three choices, two choices. He has a Buddha Shalei Bechreis, but he's hoping that it won't pan out, it won't be taken away from him. And if it does, no, he's willing to go in Al Das Kain and Afal Pi Kain. Either way, the Ritva's Mavur, it's a Mechila. Kilo, like the person's not Makbid, he's showing by the saying Be'elu that he's not Makbid, and he's willing to accept its price, and there's a Mechila built in. And what would Mechar do? Mechar says, no, somehow that I really am Makbid. I mean, anyway, it's a Mechir, but Mechar is telling you, no, Zosavis, and I am Makbid. The Piskiri Harid uses his Yisayit again, over here, Nanale from a base, he says, and Vzeo Pshat, that's also the Pshat, in Mechali Be'elu, it's the same thing, because since they're not copied, so the Torah didn't give you the love of Asar, the Pasha of Eino. The Pasha of Eino is only if you're trying to dupe Yena, take advantage of Yena. Here you see he's not Makbid, he's saying Mechali Be'elu, he says Alashim Be'elu, you see that they're not Makbid, so maybe the whole Pasha of Eino wasn't given. And what would be, Kilo, you're not duping him, what would be Mechar? Again, Mechar will show that I'm really Makbid, I'm not Nochis, I'm not pretending I tell you I want to be duped, and the Mela, there is a Pasha Vena. That would be the two. Late Rashi, the Rishonim HaMedayek and Rashi, the Rashi created a dynamic here, it's Mechira versus Chalipin, like the Rama. Chalipin is no Pasha Vena. Shezer Reitza B'machad Yetz Mibishirion, the Torah only says Mimka, V'loi Chalipin. And when you say Be'elu, you're indicating you want to do a structure similar to Chalipin. And when you say Mechar, Lashon Memka, you're trying to say it's Lashon Memka, it's a Grash of Eloi, Lashon Chalipin. You're now changing. You're flipping from Chalipin to Memka. So the Machlekes would be, are you doing Chalipin or are you doing Memka? There, the Mechar makes a lot more sense. The significance of Mechar. Mechar Be'elu means, I'm not trying to do Chalipin, I'm trying to do Mechira. Now, what does it mean? The way I understand it is that the Torah, when the Torah gave a parasha, was only talking about mechiris. Mechiris, by its very nature, the yisayit of a mechir is something that we're going to be maimed ashaviv. Whatever the price is, that is a mechir. You're buying something from me. You're using payment to buy it. But really, snapshot, we're buying two things. I'm buying from you, you're buying from me. There's one buyer and one seller. The seller's not buying your money. The buyer is buying the item. We have to know how much to pay and compensate the seller for the item. So we have maimed adam and we give him that price. That's a mechira. So inherent in every mechira is that we have to know what the shaviv. They're trying to establish a shaviv. The Torah gave you a parasha v'no. Make sure you get the shaviv right. Chalipin, by its very nature, is not that. I'm interested in your item, you're interested in my item, we're doing an exchange, we're doing a swap, it's a barter. In Metzias, not Yishev Shalat Samsi, but the yisoid of it, besides that, that's we have different interests here, but we're not trying to be Ma'amir Adamov, that's not what we're trying to do, because the chances are the two items that are being swapped are exactly the same price. I'm going to chisel down, I'm going to give you less Gemara, I see that your item is not as worth as much as my Gemara, I'm going to cut out a few pages, and that whole thing doesn't make sense, right? So Chalipin is not inherently a Mechir, we're not trying to do Shaviv here. So the Torah, when it said mimkar, the Rishonim knew that mimkar meant lafuke chalipim, because chalipim is a whole different structure. This is not, avad if the Torah wanted, the Torah could have given a pasha of a non-chalipim too. But since we only see the Torah said it by mimkar, we don't know that the Torah gave it for chalipim. How do I know chalipim's difference? Zokten Ramam, shezeh reitza b'macha, yitz mibshir. The dynamic is different. I want your item, you want my item. We're dealing, it's not a dynamic of a machira that's beside a shaviv dika dynamic. We're dealing something else. Make an exchange. B'chagavna, we don't know that there's a parasha of the Torah called or not. The Torah was never nitzchadish that parasha. Let me just bring it out a little more. Did the machlokes rishonim by the mir of karka? If now that we know that there's no chiyuve chazara by karka, there's no parasha of no by karka, is there still going to be a nazara of ino? So the machlokes rishonim, the Ramban, Rabbeinu Yoina, the Chinuch, they hold that avada afilu it was nismay from the parasha of chazaris moment. But avad is going to be a love involved by karka. What would be by ano, by chalipin? What would be by the asaras ano by chalipin? We say the same thing, that like these rishonim which have come out, that in a chame you just don't have the din of mekak toys, but you still muzar not to do chalipin. Because you see, when a mitakra, if it's a mitakra, but you still can have an asara. So here too, if it's a mitakra, you can still have an asara. The ma'isa from the Rambam alone, the Rambam is mavua that there's no asara. The Rambam over here in the Mechab as well uses a lashon ein lo yaneh, ein lo yaneh, however you touch it up, but pronounce it ein lo yaneh. If the Rambam meant only chazaras mamin, like he says by all the other things, like you know, spruta and pachas mishtos, all over the Rambam uses a different lashon of ein uchayv laksa, his exact lashon. The different lashonos of chazara, kilo, like we want to know, is a mekak toys, you're giving back to anah. Because over there, the whole shayla is takan and lagabi the asara, it's only lagabi the chiyuvim moment. But if here the Rami uses a lashon, ain't lay anah, it's mashre bechlal, it's not in the pashav anah, there's no asara either. Another deacon Ramam is the Ramam is meduyik that there's a chub between Perek Yud Beis and Perek Yud Gimel. The halachas that he brings in Perek Yud Beis are the halachas that are nismaitu from Chazaras Momen, from the Pasha of Momen of Aino. Mashenkin, the halachas that he brings in Perek Yud Gimel are those things that are nismait and gansin from the Pasha of Aino that does not even azara. And chalipin he brings down in Perek Yud Gimel. Vaisets in the Ramam that there's no azara for chalipin. Not only is no Chazaras Momen, but there's no azara either. That happens to be the Rambam sheet. So you're right. So in the Rambam sheet, it's not such a. It's a raya la halacha what the Rambam holds, but won't be a rishpa what the other rishayin holds. But lamaisa loyra, I'm saying I hear a great chiluk between karka and chalip. And karka pshat is we are still doing a machir. We're still nochas l'shaviv. For some reason, Rabbeinu Shalom has his reason. He was inspired from the parsha of Chazaras Momen. He was inspired from the parsha. No, the Rishonim had feshan, and that was only for the Hashavas Momen. However, they knew it, but not for the Azhara. I mean, Chalipin is not pshat. We're doing Shavya just was inspired. It was never nichal in the parsha. We're not doing a mechor. We're not doing a memka. We're not trying to be maimed Hashavya. We're doing something else. We're doing so b'chayag avno. Even those Yishanim could hold, if you hold of the Rambam's word that Chalipin is not a Inah, then you could hold that the Chalipin is not a Saras as well. If you look up. Sorry? Alright. I'm just telling you. If you look, there's a Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Milva, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, B'teich Dvarav, it's Mavur, that he holds that even the Rishonim hold that there's an Azara by Karka, there wouldn't be an Azara by Chalipin. Like we were saying. So getting back to the Gemara, Mishnah Lamelech, Milva, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph.
The Piskirid
also, no? The Piskirid, the Azara? No, also no Azara, because he's coming with a different story. Right, he's coming with a different story. There's no, the Torah was not, you're not duping him, so Mamela. You're not taking advantage. He's nochas lakak, so there's no one knows. Avad yeh enakram, later piskir, there wouldn't be an azara either. What am I trying to bring out is that then the Lashon Gemara is very more geshmak. That is a dynamic. Is it a chalipin dynamic or is it a mechir dynamic? No, I'm trying to do a different struggle. I'm trying to do Lashon Memkar. Memela, that's what that mandiyama holds, that there's a no. What will the. Sorry? I'm asking it's a pasuk, but it's not pshat, it's a yitah pasuk. The pasuk of the Torah is only by mimkar. If you're gonna, will there be a din of aynah by I don't know by pikad? I don't know. You have to get a good marshal. It's not called the pasuk. I'm pshat. I need a meat in the pasuk. The pasuk is only talking about mimkar. If I don't know anything else, I don't have anything else. How do I know that chalipin isn't also nichlal and mimkar? Even though very often we find chalipin is mimkar, like the achrayin bring rice in the Gemara. That the Rambam saying shezer reitz b'makis meshin. We're showing you that we're doing a different dynamic. It's not the dynamic of shavius of mechira. So it's minasvara that wasn't nichlal in this mimkar of the pasuk. All right. Now, if you go like the other Rishonim,
so why Bashuva is different?
So first of all, who said by Kalim Shum is different? It's a Shaila. Magmish is fact, that's Magmish says, again, Magmish makes a dig that by Kalim even which Shum is not, right? Magmish says by Peris is Shum before Shum afterwards, right? So it's by Kalim even which Shum does no one know. Right? We want to know if. Well, I thought you were asking the other way. No, that idea very kishmak, because I feel if we're going to be Shom and we want to get a good equivalent tripe of a deal, like the Ritva says, V'chibish of Tani Askinun, that people are like Kapti, I'm under the Kapti. I know the Kapti, the Rambam knows the Kapti, but the word is something, I feel with Shuma the Kapti, but it's a different word. I feel when we do a Shuma, are we trying to, am I trying to buy your item, or are you trying to buy mine? What are we trying to do here? We're trying to swap. We're trying to do something else. We're not trying to be Maimido al Shaviv. There's a dual dynamic going on here. What we're doing really is trying to do is swap items. We're not trying to be Maimido al Shaviv. We're trying to say that it's fair. It's a fair trade that what I want from your item and you want from my item, it's similar, comparable in price. Even when we do a Shuma, lav dafka the Shuma is going to be exact. We might do a Shuma and find that we're off a little bit and I'll still go through with the deal, right? Because I just want to know that we're close enough that I'm not getting severely duped, you're not getting severely duped. But be'etim, what we're doing is not being trying to be kopet hashav, not trying to mechir and establish a price for the item. We're doing a dual swap. We're doing, it's a dual deal. Alright, we're going to get to later. I'll show you something in Paris if I have time. Alright, now if you go like the other Yishayinim, Kilo, like the Rabbeinu Hanan, Al-Tapasura, that Lokapti hashav yov. So maybe you could try to say maybe it's Ramban or other Shanim use this lashon here. Maybe that's what we're doing here. That Vivar I say Be'elo, I'm trying to show you that I'm not Kapti Bechalal. So again, the parasha means even if I don't take the extreme of the Ramban, Ramban makes and Rashi holds like, look, there's two different things. There's Mechira and Chalipin. Well, in Rabbeinu Hanan, by Neisva Neisam Ben-Mani, you could see that even though there too we're doing Mechira, but there's a Mechira which is Kapti Ashavyov, and it's a Mechira which is Leinokas Ashavyov. It's a different form of a Mechira. So don't use the word Chalipin, but it's a Mechira which is Leinokas Ashavyov. So you could say that maybe that would be the Pshat of Neisam Ben-Mani also. The Mechali Be'elu. What I'm trying to do is, and Nanich, we're doing a Mechira, yes. But what I'm trying to do is a Mechira which is Leinokas Ashavyov. I'm not trying to get the Shavya price, because you see, I'm doing Be'elu. Clearly, you're not trying to get the right price. Mamela, that would be the Vart. See, I'm running out of time here. Okay, let me move on. I'll try to take it to the next step. The Rashi says, let's go back to the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, Mechali Be'elu Kana, V'yesh Lo Yalav Eino. So Rashi. Rashi is, Magi the Gemara, but it's different, changes the Gemara. V'yesh Lo L'chaveri Olav Dino Eino. So Rashi, what does that mean? Em Ein B'mois K'dei D'mei HaChepet Shepich Seishtus. Rashi says, the case is talking about that the Lokeach underpaid the seller. And the seller is going to have a taino veino on the lokeach. Without Rashi, the Gemara says, talking about the buyer, mechali be'elu, the buyer is talking, kana, he, the buyer is kana, v'yesh loy, who, the buyer, a love on the seller, aino. But Rashi, it's magi the Gemara, changes the Gemara, and says, no, it's okay, v'yesh loy l'chaveri, a love din aino, that the seller will have aino on the buyer. They say from Rashi, l'chaira, that the buyer will not have aino on the seller. If the buyer overpays, he can't taina no. It's only the other way around. If the seller gets shortchanged because he was underpaid by this pile of maize, there, yesh lo l'chaveri olav dino no. But if the buyer overpays and he's duped, vayisayis from Rashi, there's no yon no. And the Muki Yosef over here says the same thing. The Muki Yosef says, when he said yesh lo dino lo, he says, mamish is saying that the maich will have a taina sa no on the lakeik. Vayisayis lakeik on the maich or not. Who makes this dig? It's a Machan Ephraim. Machan Ephraim in the Goyis of the Rambam, Perkut Gimel Halacha Beis, makes this dik in Rashi. And the Kirit Malach Rav, his son, makes a dik as well. That you see from Rashi, doesn't mean Mokir, it's the same thing. Do you see from them that they hold that there's only, this whole Machloikis was only by Aino vis a vis within the seller's Nisana. But if the buyer's Nisana, even everyone knows, Kuliyama holds, that the buyer will not have Aino. No Tainis Aino.
What could be the Svar to Mimachalak is Mamish Apello?
So the Kilat Melech Rav says, it's talking about that in Svara, who's initiating this deal? If the buyer is the one who's approaching the sale, Mechali Be'elu, he's the one who's initiating the deal. So Kilo, why didn't he count the money that he has? Why is he going in crazy, chof and mois, he's running and jumping into the deal? Teretz did you see that he's irresponsible, or better yet, he doesn't care, and he jumped into the deal
irrelevant. Yeah, no. He's going into this. He's going ahead of it. The whole machlek is this mitzad the moicha, who is approached with this deal, whether he's makbid ashaviv, not makbid ashaviv, but the buyer zikha is going to, gave up. He was zikha mavat, and he's zikha not going to have enough. The pele is that the lashon deilu avad is mashma that no one is makbid. No, if I came along this man yom and said he's used the lashon mechir, you're showing that you really makbid. You're not trying to do a be'elu dikadin. You're trying to do a regular mechir dikadin. If that's the case. So what's a chilek buyer seller? Faket, it's the buyer who's using the lashon mechir. You see that he's copied. You see he's saying, I'm mechir li be'elo, I want a mechir here. So lachayra, the same achloik is, the same reason why this man yom says is enough for the seller, should be enough for the buyer as well. I want to tell you that mamish, it's punka buyer. That the whole achloik is, taka was only by the seller, because by the buyer, he's going to heaven now. Mamish faket, from the Kirit Makarav and the Machan Avraham. I'll bring you some rice. What would be the svar to be mechavik? Well, the Rashi and Muki Yosef say that what's the case of mechali beilu? The case is that he was nasanli moi achas mois. Let me get achas biyodu mois. From the chaver mechali chayvet shachar beilu shebiyodi. Vlahikbet lishol. Who was lahikbet lishol? The seller. Kamehim mekiblo miyado lakech. He took it blindly. The buyer was an exact science. He knew exactly how much money he took. The seller was idiot, and he was lahik b'lishol kamehim. The kibul miyad alakeach blindly. So the seller was not makbid, but the buyer knew exactly what he was doing. It was a calculated move. Zokta beis yosef in simon kuf tzadites is medayik from this Rashi. Vayis says the buyer knew what he was doing. The buyer knew how much money was. Only the seller didn't know how much money there was. Enough kamina was it? You see, even b'chay gavna Chazal allowed a kinyan mois. He's medayik from Rashi. Even though one party did know, as long as one party didn't know, it's also lashchich and they allowed such a kinyan. Good, but that does state in Rashi. So now let's understand that if the buyer knew exactly what he was doing, so there's no the whole svar of Mechali Bela was whatever svar you're going to use is he didn't know and he was like kopin, he was doing a chalipin and whatever it is, that's good for the moicha because the moicha doesn't know what the buyer is bringing him. But the buyer who knew exactly how much money he knew he was bringing, and the Mugez learned the same shot, the Mamash same words as Rashi, for him doesn't pass the whole svar of Mechali Bela, so Avada for him, the zikha going to be anah. The whole Machlekes is only on the seller's end, that's why Rashi had to go out of his way and say, V'yeshu l'l'chaveh l'ovid in anah, copy the moicha. Because all chiddush of this man, the Yomu, is only klapi the maker. Because klapi the buyer, everyone holds that there's going to be enough. The likewise in the lashon gemara, you see v'yesh lo yalav ano. What the lashon gemara v'ein lo yalav ano lashon yachid. That's l'chayr a raya to Rashi that the whole machlekes is only on one of the parties. Makes sense. It's a raya to the makravim tan Rashi too. But at least it's a raya to Rashi that the whole machlekes is only on one of the parties. V'yesh lo yalav ano, not yesh lahem ano, v'yesh ein lahem ano. It's only one way. Like the Makafraim is because, both of us, it's a pshat, because the whole Makhlik is on the Gabi Meicha. Like Makafraim is because the Gabi Rabaya, his Zikha was Meicha, and there's no one. And like what I'm saying is, Faked, his Zikha was never Meicha, because no Siba of his Mechil, and the Zikha was Ono. Okay. No problem. Now, the Maitha, I'm asking that's not so gushmak in the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Yeshla Alavano, and like Rashi means, Faked, Yeshla Lechaveri, Alav, no, he had to change the Gemara. Good, but that's it. Now, if you learn like this Pshat and Rashi, that you see that the whole Machlekes is only by the Moichi, it's come out that you can't learn the Pshat that it's a Machila HaDodis. The whole Pshat I wanted to start off was that we're going into this gamble equally. Over here, we're at the end of the day, Avada the buyer will have a Yinah, so the Moichi has nothing to gain, only to lose. You can't say that Pshat in the Gemara. You're going to have to say a different Pshat. And the Maisa Taka Rashi said the different Pshat. Rashi said the Pshat is because a Chalipin type of a Lomdis. Mukyesa says Pshat was because Lahikbid type of a Lomdis, but they didn't use the Lashon, the Lomdis of Machila HaDodis. Because they're Nechanami, it wouldn't pass the way they understood the Gemara. Yeah, I'm going to bring it in a second. 1 second. All right. Now, just to be moisif, to take this to a step further, and then we'll go on to the Rambam, is that if this is Pshat in the Gemara, what would be, like Rashi and Muki Yosef, if Taka, the boy, also didn't know how much money he was using? Let's say, like the Rambam, we're going to see shortly. Rambam says, Chof and Mois, he just chapped Mois. Tarif Bagalpi, he just grabbed it, and he doesn't know how much money he has in his hand, so they both don't know. And Beis Yosef Medayik, that the Rambam learned to Gemara that they both didn't know how much money was in his hand. Or Peres Achzer, the second case of the Rambam, for sure they don't know how much is it. It's Peres Achzer, right? So what would be in that case, like Rashi? Would you also have the same machlekes in this Gemara or not? I could hear, in the world of Rashi, that the Gemara was a chalipin
dynamic versus mechir. It means when I say mechir, I'm trying to bavar, not chalivin. So bishloima, if only one party doesn't know. And we're trying to say that that he's not makakili, he's loyard l'shaviv, he's trying to do a form of chalivin, a kichalivin type of a thing. So we'll say that the mechir went in nochaz akach, but if you use a lash mechar, we're trying to say, no, I want it to work with the dynamic of a mechira, so that overrides your be'elu. So now, at the end of the day, we pass and there will be or no, because you use a lash mechira. But if they both don't know, and I have this new svara that it was a mechila hadadis, I am doing a mechira. I am taka doing a mechira. But the reason why there's a mechila here is not because I was doing a chalipa. No, I'm doing a mechira taka, and we're trying taka yorid l'shavya, we're doing a dynamic of mechira. But since I stand to gain as much as I stand to lose, there's a built-in mechila hadadis. So what will the lashon mechira to wife? Could be that even if you use mechira 10 times, it's not going to help you. Mechira. I'm doing a mechira, but we're doing a mechira. I'm not saying lecha alai, you know. I'm not saying li alecha, you know. And if we do such a mechira, there's not going to be, I know. Even if you use the lashon mechira. And Rashi was forced to learn the Gemara that it was talking about, we was achas biyada and just the mechira was lo hikpid. Because had it been that it was chafin mois and he also didn't know, the mechira would be lo ma'ala v'lo ma'irid. If that would be the case, and I fadin a case of Mishnah's kasha, case of Mishnah is that the Gemara Zeh Nashik says Mashizi Chovos Hayoyim. The Gemara says that it's fine, no problem, and it works. Dr. Case of Mishnah Perach Chavalef Halacha Beis. So we're doing in the Gemara that it works, and there's no anah, even though he got shortchanged, he overpaid, it doesn't make a difference. There's no anah. Frek the case of Mishnah. What do you mean? He used the lashon mechar, and by mechar state done the Gemara we pass on mechar state that avadis is going to be anah. It's not true. Over there, no one knew. Both parties didn't. No one's a novi. How much mashizai chovas hayoyim? But Meir b'chai gavni, you could use mechar. It's not going to help you because there you have the other svara of mechila hadadis. If you have amanasa hadadis, then mechar is not going to help you. All right, let's move on to the Rambam. The Rambam, like I told you, said that we're talking about chofan mois. That means the Rambam learned that the buyer also didn't know. Both parties didn't know. So like the Rambam, like what I'm saying, it's very geshmak that it should come out that ein echanami ein lo yolav no means that they both don't have a no. Side the seller and the buyer, side the buyer and the seller. Well, like Yol said, that Chutz Mishra says, even though they use the Lashon Yesh Lo Lo Vano, Slav Davka means both, and the Rambam got away with the Gemara, that means both, it's not a problem. The Machna Ephraim Akil Melch Raib make the same dik they do in Rashi, they make the dik in the Rambam, because the Maram says, Makzeh Inoah, Vaistois, it's only the Lokeach, returning the Inoah to the seller, not the seller to the buyer. They learned that the Rambam Lahalacha is paskening that in Maskana, Halacha Lomaisa, that we with Mechar, it's only the seller has a Tainas Inoah and not the buyer. Not like what I'm saying. But I have a raya from the Rambam. Forget the Rambam in Perek Chaval Halacha Beis when he talks about all those cases of Arema. He says Yesh Lahem, both parties have aina. Kemoshe Biyarnu, and the Achrenim say the Gdei Achrenim Paiskim say what's Kemoshe Biyarnu? Like he says over here in Perek Gimel Halacha Beis by us, the Mechelo Be'elu. If you use a Lashon Mechira, both parties have aina. So you see that the Rambam understood Yesh Lahem Oino, that they both will have Oino, not like the Machan Ephraim Mekil and Melchrab. And the Meiri over here says Mefurish, that both parties will have Oino. Whether you're overpaid or underpaid, you're going to have Oino. And like someone pointed out, Rabbeinu Chananah's Mavui like that also. Rabbeinu Chananah learned the Gemara that Yesh Lahalov Oino Kepashtei is going on the Lakeach. He says, Afa Pishalom Moshka Kona, V'yesh Lahalov Oino, Kloima Im Shava Pachas. What Shava? If the Para that he's talking about was Shava Pachas, Kumtois, the buyer overpaid, Maxulay Sana, he can get back his Anah, and Yeshla Allah Anah. So you see that the Rabbeinu Chananu and the Meiri, and like I'm saying, the Rambam also learned that the Gemara is going on the buyers as well, that he has the ability to Taino Anah, and it's very geshmak, because the Rambam Lishitasa learned it was Chof and Mois, they both didn't know, so you have the dynamic. The Mois is, even though in the Rambam's case that they both didn't know, still Toich Dvar of the Rambam, he only tried to Bavon Chalipin. He said, Ah, for P, that it's like Chalipin, still they have Anah, because they have Makar. Like, what I'm saying, he could have, not Shreya, but he could have bavon even more. Even though they both don't know, and it's a mechila adodis, and blibes like amanas both ways, still there's a no, because he said a lashon mechar. Okay, the Rambam doesn't do that. But Lamai says, when the Rambam is klar, the mechar does override, even if they both didn't know, and that's why the Kesem Mishra has to be gushmak akash on the Rambam. But like Rashi, that Rashi learned, it's only talking about that the seller didn't know, the buyer didn't know, but if they both didn't know, it's a possible that Mechor won't waive anything, there won't be Shrei Akasha from Mashi'izi Chovas. All right. The Olam has another 2 minutes. We'll try. Anyone who wants to leave could leave. Okay. I want to know in the Rambam, another Shaila, a quick Shaila. In the Rambam's case, by Peiris, Peiris Taloch is, if you shamu, whatever it is, by Peiris, it will be Einon, it's not like Chalipin. So let's play this out. I have fruit, which is worth $60, and you have fruit, which is worth $51, and we make a swap, and I got shortchanged. What's the halacha? Is it pshat? My fruit is the mekach. Memela, it's 9 over 60, it's bach neshtus, it's nakadai, it's mechila. Or is it your peris are the mekach, and it comes out it's 9 over 51, and it's yois meshtus, and it's a bit of mekach, it's mamish too extreme. I want to know simple, when we make an exchange of fruit that we have, a din, that there is or no, which is the mekach and which is the mice? Is what's how do we shots it up? If you go like Rada, you only go basa mekach. So it's a simpler mashal. Stam, a guy goes 60 for 50. Which is the mekach that we can say shtos and which is the 50? That's yes, mishos. How do you understand this? Sorry, so that's why I gave a case 16:51. That was my other mashal, right? Loi Shmuel, you have to say the nafkum. The shiloh would be by 16:51. Loi Rada, the shiloh is all over by 16:56 and 16:70. The shiloh is which is the mekach and which is the thing. I want to suggest, if you hold that we're dealing with Shuma by Peiris, and that's what makes you have the Dindak Poda of Eino, I would like to suggest the Dava Chodesh, and that is that it goes, that's really two Mechiris, and it really goes Basa the Shuma. And I'll explain. If we do 60 for 51, but we shot them both up to be 51, so Kumtais, we was the Tois. The Tois was that we mistakenly believed that the Peiris of 60 is really real, it's 51. So then the Shiloh of Eino is on the 60. However, if we shot stop the same Misa, the same exchange, but we shot stop that's worth 60, and the toys was that we thought your 51 was worth 60, so to come out that the toys was in the 51. If we thought, right, if it's the toy, if we shuma 51, so the mistake was on the 60. If we made the shuma 60, then the mistake is on the 51. And depending which the shuma would be, that's which way we'll done whether the Eino was a mekach or the Eino was domin. Because that shows us where the mistake was, what the toys was. Im kinem advarim. Sorry. No. Lav davka. No. Could be there's a toisis on the over here by Punjanim on the bottom and alpha and the base. Also, I don't mean exactly that either. But all right, 1 second. Just I want to. I'll let the young guy. I want to say. But if kinem advarim to come out of dover chodesh. What happens if I have payris that are worth 60 and you have payris that are worth 60? Kavaldik, and we make an exchange. So normally you tell me, no, it's no or no, right? I'll tell you, I have a case, it is a no. And we made a mistake, and we shot them both up for 70. We made an exchange, we're battle on him, and we both thought that, we made the same, we know how much payers are worth, and we think we know how much payers are worth in the market. We know how many payers you're giving me, I know how many payers I'm giving you. So we made an exchange, so we swapped, and we both thought that both barrels of payers, my apples and your oranges, are worth 60, and we made an exchange. And Lamito Shadava, let's say they were both worth 80. So no one was shortchanged at all in dollars and cents. But be aside, if we're dining this, that it's really a dual dynamic, that I'm buying you and you're buying me, and the toys is in the Shuma, so what ended up happening was we made a double mistake. Not a double correct. We made two wrongs don't make a right. We made a mistake. You bought my $80 worth of payers for 60. So you're no, you shortchanged me. And I bought your $80 payers for 60, so I shortchanged you. So to come out that in that B'chai Gavna, there will be a bit of Mecca both ways. Both of them Katana bit of Mecca, because both copy both of them they were Nisana. Even though no one Lamais were shortchanged. Because if Vivat were dining as two Mechiris, Vivat you're dining as. Sorry?
Two separate.
So on that mechira, what time I do two different days? First, I go over to you today and I buy your pair's worth of 80, and we make up it's only worth 6, and I'm going to pay you at a later. And I'm going to pay you at a later date, right? And then you come to me. And, so that's enough. So if you learn that this is really what's going on here, it's two deals, and the shuma is showing you what the dhamam is. So to come out,
the ktitza was
this. That's it. If the ktitza is on the shuma, then shall come. That's what it should come. Down.
Yeah, and did,
all right. I said it.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.